This Nagmasood Shah dictating patient's name is Rita Gogo, C-O-G-O, Rita, R-I-T-A, date of birth is 8-4-1926, date of service is 3-1-2023. Miss Gogo is a very pleasant 96-year-old female with history of coronary artery disease, history of chronic diastolic congestive heart failure, history of aortic stenosis, status post TAVR, history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes mellitus, chronic back pain, was admitted to the hospital with complaints of chest pain. Patient was seen in the hospital. Her lipase was elevated. Also, her white count was elevated. A CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis was done. We did not show any acute process. Multiple compression deformities and severe osteoporosis of the lumbar spine were seen. Patient admitted to the hospital. Was given IV fluids, kept NPO, also given proton pump inhibitor. Her CAT scan also did show atherosclerotic vascular changes. Gastro was consulted. Patient was felt to be somewhat constipated. She was given Miralax as well as stool softeners and laxative. Patient did subsequently improve, was discharged from the hospital because of weakness and admitted to the Villosa Towel for rehabilitation. At the present time, she's sitting up in the chair. She said that she'd been feeling better. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for coronary artery disease, chronic diastolic congestive heart failure, aortic stenosis, status post TAVR, chronic back pain, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, history of peptic ulcer disease, gastroesophageal reflux disease, and diabetes mellitus type 2. Past surgical history has been significant for TAVR, T-A-V-R, next ventral hernia repair, aortic valve replacement, bladder suspension surgery, hysterectomy, and total knee arthroplasty, history of cholecystectomy, total knee arthroplasty, right, history of hernia repair, and bilateral cataract surgery. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none. Allergies to trimethoprim hydrochlorothiazide. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations. She does have history of coronary artery disease, also history of congestive heart failure, and history of aortic stenosis, status post TAVR. Respiratory system, she denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints, abdomen pain, there is any nausea, no vomiting, there is any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, she does have urinary frequency as well as incontinence at times. There is any history of kidney stones. Musculoskeletal, she does complain of joint pain, history of back pain, generalized weakness. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal. People's equal round and reactive to light. Axonocular movements were intact. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart, SNS2 was audible, regular rate and rhythm. Lungs was scattered bronchi bilaterally, no wheezing, abdomen, no rails. Abdomen was soft, non-tender, bowel sounds were positive, no organomegaly. Extremities, minimal edema, both lower extremities. Impression, number one, generalized weakness. Next. Next. Pancreatitis. Next. Questionable mesenteric ischemia versus constipation. Next, chronic diastolic congestive heart failure. Next, coronary artery disease. Next, aortic stenosis, status post TAVR. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Next, degenerative joint disease. Next, compression deformity, lumbar spine. Next, degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, patients admit to the below the towel. We'll continue current medications. We'll consult physical and occupational therapy. She was encouraged to drink enough fluids. Continue with her medications. Participate with therapy, with physical and occupational therapy. Continue other medications. We'll monitor her progress. We'll monitor her blood sugars. We'll follow up on her progress. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period.